It's the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com with me, Diagnostic 80. IGN have dropped the new G.I. Joe Operation Blackout console game trailer, and it looks all sorts of fun. Just moments ago, IGN dropped the brand new trailer for G.I. Joe Operation Blackout. The console game will be available on October the 13th for Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and according to IGN, PC as well. As we already knew thanks to a number of screenshots that leaked via Gamefly not too long ago, the game will use the Classified Series action figure line designs and will be a third-person shooter, co-op, and PvP multiplayer game utilizing both factions with 12 playable characters from G.I. Joe and Cobra. Multiplayer will include Capture the Flag, Assault, and King of the Hill modes. I wonder if that's just a big propane level. They seem to have used a comic book panel style in the trailer to deal with the storytelling, with a cel-shaded design to give it a more cartoony quality in the actual gameplay. It looks like a ton of fun, and we even get to see a few sneak peeks of characters yet to be revealed in the toy line so far, including a very quick look at Dial Tone in comic form right at the beginning, that version of the Baroness with the gold details and purple highlights in her hair, the same version 1 style Storm Shadow we've seen a number of times now, an Arctic Scarlet that looks very different from the Lauren Delapa design we posted yesterday that turned out to be a personal project, some great shots of Zartan with his mask and a good shot of him using a long rifle, so we really get to see the details of his ramhead belt buckle and face makeup. I think we can safely assume he will look very similar in the toy line in much the same way as the Lady J appearance with her famous spear weapon. We get a good look at Sci-Fi with, I assume, Lady J in her winter garb based on the brown hair. That Sci-Fi looks amazing and I can't wait to see him in the toy line, fingers well and truly crossed. There's a great shot of a standard battle android trooper and what appears to be Wild Weasel on the commander's screen. We also get another look at those terrifying variant bats attacking Roadblock, and let's not forget a bevy of vehicles including Sky Strikers, Rattlers, what looks like the back of a Hiss 2, and my personal favourite, the Persuader, which also appears to have kept all the original Tampos, including the famous Guy Cassaday name drop on that front fender. Brilliant. Both the USS Flag and Cobra Island get a lot of shine in the trailer, as well as an Arashikagi Temple style level, and the winter backdrop as well. I'm really excited to play the game, even if it's just to see new characters who may or may not end up in the toy line. Maybe there will be a special wave of figures from the game as exclusives down the line, who knows, I'm just happy to finally see some gameplay and a few cheeky character reveals to boot. As I said at the beginning, the game will be available on October 13th and we will share news of any pre-orders as they appear on our Facebook and Twitter pages, so keep it locked to the Full Force. What do you guys think of the game, and what are you most excited for having seen the trailer, which we will share a link to in the description below. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host, me. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.
G.I. Joe fans, welcome to Cobra Convergence 5. Cobra Convergence is the G.I. Joe fan community's month-long celebration of G.I. Joe's eternal enemy, Cobra. Please join as your favorite G.I. Joe podcasters, YouTubers, photographers, and cosplayers present new Cobra content for the entire month of August.
G.I. Joe, the Full Force Podcast, Half the Battle, Special Mission Force, Comic Tropes, Toy Polloi, Plastic Battles, Scorched Earth Creations.
Every day in August, we'll spotlight a G.I. Joe fan creator with new Cobra-related content. That's a dose of Cobra every single day of the month.
Talking Joe, a G.I. Joe podcast. Merry Mercenary Cosplay. Order of Battle podcast. Cobra Island. SEO Toy Review. MacDowell. Mate Myla. Fun School Roni.
The full lineup of creators is now available at htc788.com. Make sure you subscribe and follow each one so you don't miss anything.
Joe Motion Videos 82, JLS Comics, What's on Joe Mind Podcast, The Human Mechanism Mark II, Green Yeti 907, My Side of the Laundry Room, The File Card Podcast, Real Hector Canales.
We want every G.I. Joe fan to get involved, support the fan community, and show us your creativity. You will find instructions at hcc788.com for how you can join the convergence with your own Cobra creations.
Joe Fan 82, Jay Bond, codename Mewtwo Vero 2, Painted Plastic, Joe Colton Cosplay, Hooded Cobra Commander 788.
It's time to turn the world blue. Cobra Blue. Go to hcc788.com right now and get ready for the convergence.